Fearless.
Founding 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 Fearless.
Welcome to the Founding Fearless podcast. We are your hosts, Sydney Key
and Priscilla Olivares,
and we're here to support you through your journey in becoming a fearless leader and discovering your inner confidence.
We are talking about all things entrepreneurial through a college woman's lens. We hope to leave you feeling empowered after each episode. Welcome back to another episode of the Founding Fearless podcast, season 2.
We are so excited because today we have Ashley Raymond, CEO, and Megan Doyle, CXO, co-founders of Safely, a modern self-defense company for students on the go. Ashley is a BBA finance and MS in technology commercialization graduate from UT Austin, and Megan is a BBA marketing graduate from UT Austin. Safely is so special to the KSWELE community because they were a part of our very first ever KSWELE founder cohort in 2020, and they're here today to share their knowledge about running a CPG company and as well as starting your company while being an undergraduate at the University of Texas at Austin. Thank you so much for being on today. We're super excited to learn from you.
So our first question is just to tell us a little bit about yourselves. Where did you grow up? Where did you go to school? All the things.
I'm Megan. I grew up in Kerrville, Texas, little small town. Most people haven't heard of it, but randomly some people have. So just from a really small community, definitely a little different from Austin, but it's only about 2 hours away. And then when I graduated, have moved to Austin and came to UT, and I've been here ever since.
And then I'm Ashley. I grew up in Houston, Texas, and I never really knew I wanted to go into entrepreneurship. But at the same time, looking back on life, I feel like I always knew at the same time. I think when I was 8 years old, I started ALR, like vacation services. So when my neighbors went out of town, I'd pick up their mail and keep it for them at my house. And I think I charged them like 50 cents a day, or I did it for free. I can't really remember. But anyways, after that and going through high school, I graduated and then I went to UT as well. And that's where I met Megan, and we met our other two co-founders there as well, Margie and Dana.
Love
so you
it.
Just had entrepreneurship in your blood this whole time, basically.
Apparently so.
Could y'all share a little bit more about what Safely is and then kind of the journey of Safely, how all of you met, how you two met, and then what it was like coming up with the idea and just kind of like the Safely journey that y'all have been on?
Yeah, for sure. Safely is a modern self-defense company, as we like to call it, for the girl on the go or really anyone who needs personal safety devices. So we came up with the idea for a safety company, not for Safely, while we were an undergrad at UT in a class project. We didn't feel safe on or off campus at UT specifically, because that's where we attended, but we know this is a common theme at many other universities across America. And so Megan, Margie, Dana, and I were in a random class project, and we had to come up with an idea. So we came up with our original idea and then ended up learning a lot from that company, dissolved that company, and then still had it in our minds that we wanted to do something to feel safer and help other individuals feel safer as well.
We really came out of a class project like with one idea and not necessarily a whole company. And we had so much time to really reflect on that. And Safely stands for so much more than just personal safety, but spreading positivity and empowering others. And we really were able to kind of grow that community mindset that we wanted to with Safely. And yeah, it's been a lot of learning, but we're excited to be where we're at today.
So and y'all were just randomly paired up in a class.
Yes,
yeah.
Random. None of us had ever met. I'm sure we knew people through other people, but we didn't know who each other were. So it's very, very random.
Also, I forgot to say this, but we sell pepper spray right now. So we sell holographic maximum strength pepper sprays, and we also provide different safety resources.
And it's the cutest pepper spray that you will ever see. Like, I get so many compliments. Everybody's like, where did you get your pepper spray? And like, I promote y'all so much just because everybody loves it. And like, it's so stylish, because if you're going to be carrying it around, it might as well like be cute.
Exactly.
And work really, really well.
Yeah.
Most importantly.
Well, we know since y'all started the company on campus and as students at a university, what kind of like resources was the university able to provide y'all and help like accelerate that entrepreneurial journey and that leadership journey that y'all have?
Yeah, honestly, going to UT, there were so many options for us as far as entrepreneurial resources. Whenever we first decided we wanted to start a company, we just Googled, I think Margie Googled and like looked at the resources that were available at UT. And she came to like a team meeting. She's like, guys, look at all this stuff. And we went down the list and we're like, where do we start? And at that time, KS Welly wasn't around yet. So we're pre-KS Welly and we started at Blackstone Launchpad. And that's where we got connected to some of our first mentors. And they told us kind of where else we should go based on what we wanted to do with our product and our idea and how then we'd be able to eventually hopefully bring it to market. And then during our final year at UT, KS Welly opened up during COVID, and that's where we met Leslie Robinson and really got plugged in there and became the, I think it's like the second founder in the founder cohort, which was a really amazing opportunity because they just blasted our message so loudly and found a lot of others who were willing to support us and guide us and teach us what we didn't know and really get us to the next step there. And since then too, like even after dissolving the first company, they've been right by our side and really been able to provide any resources that we've needed as well.
Yes. And there's also so many funding opportunities, like on top of just like the leader, I mean, the guidance that you get for being an entrepreneur, but like Genesis offered some funding. And so we went through like their pitch competition. It was more of, just kind of deciding who they would sponsor kind of. But then we've done like other pitch competitions at UT and also just asking like your professors or even other students is, I mean, UT has so many wonderful people, both in the staff and the people that attend there, and everybody's just brilliant. And you never know if like, you just ask a question, who is connected to someone.
Yeah. And so I feel like most student projects end up kind of fizzling out. Like most of them don't go far to actually establish some sort of startup. And so what kept the drive within your team to want to continue to do this after the class ended, even like dissolving the company and like still continuing to pursue this venture?
I think it was really important for us to be able to improve the lives of other people. We really wanted to have our own personal safety devices or our own positive messages to share. A lot of times in the self-defense space, there aren't as many like positive environment, or there's more like male-founded companies. And so we really thought it was important to, as women that were experiencing these issues, to kind of provide a voice and, or at least a platform for other people to connect with.
And I also think we got really, really lucky with our team, like going back to the class project mindset. None of my other class projects have gone beyond the class, but with the team here that we have today, everyone has that mindset and can see the vision for safely. And I think that's really important as well. Like we've gone through so many ups and downs, but at the end of the day, we're all there together and we're all meeting every single week, figuring out what's the next step. How do we get to the next step? How do we improve upon what we're doing? And it goes back to exactly what Megan mentioned. Like we really want to improve the lives of others around us. And if we had a different mission, or if it was something just to make money, we wouldn't be doing this today.
Yeah, for sure. And I feel like kind of along with that, y'all were doing this while also like going to school and having working jobs and doing all these other things. And so how were you able to kind of juggle everything that you're doing while building a startup or building a company?
Yeah, I think that we all made a lot of sacrifices in our personal life. I feel like in college, you have your education and you have your, you know, your friends and everything else that's going on. And then you get to pick and choose what you want to focus on. And I think for us, it kind of came to a point where we were all picking and choosing, like, where are we going to devote our time? And even now we all have full-time jobs and we're still figuring out, you know, like after work, we choose to go and do this with each other, which is a really cool thing. And not everybody would choose to do that, right? So it's definitely a balancing act. And there's days where it's all too much, to be quite honest. You just need to take a step back and take a break. And that's okay too, as long as you know, like, you're going to pick it back up the next day and make more progress. So I think it really has to do with like mindset and what you choose to focus your time in on.
Yeah. Did you ever have like an imposter syndrome almost whenever you were just like, there's no way that I'm creating a business while I'm also a full-time student?
Yes, I definitely think all of us can relate to that. There's so much that goes into building a company and even just starting a business, like not only thinking about it and coming up with your mission and your values and why your why for doing it, but the legal paperwork you have to go through and paying for, you know, which what type of company you're going to become. And there's just so many like technical things that go into it that it's definitely really, really hard. And if you've never done it, you kind of feel a little lost. But again, having like our resources and our mentors was definitely helpful.
Yeah.
I think it's fair to say we still have imposter syndrome, like not even being in college anymore and still doing this. It's always going to be one of those things where it's like you start a new job and someone's teaching you all these things, even if you have your college education. And with a company, like you're forming everything and you're doing everything, and you have to, at a certain level, know a little bit about everything and how to get it there. And you're like, how am I doing this? And then you ask for so much help and you get there.
Yeah. And I think that's why mentors are so important too, because you're able to learn from them and then take that advice and make it your own as well. But now looking back, now y'all are out of college, you've been in the business for a couple of years. Like, do you remember a specific moment where, or a memory that like really sparked your interest in becoming an entrepreneur?
I would say I didn't really think about it until our class project. And I think I'd always thought, oh, it would be so cool to like come up with an idea that I really thought would help other people or something that I could really get behind. But it's kind of like, how do you come up with that idea? And then actually having something beyond that was with the class project, but kind of similar to what Ashley said when we started. I didn't have my own vacation company as a kid, but my grandpa is an entrepreneur, even my dad and my mom to an extent. Like, everybody has either a little side hustle or they actually have built their own business from the ground up. And I think seeing that as I was growing up just felt normal to me. Yeah. And, you know, really wanted to be able to do the same or just come up with something that I could relate with that.
Yeah, I feel like for me too, it wasn't like a specific moment per se. I think if anything, the specific moment was like, oh, I wanted this first product that we came up with in undergrad and we're going to figure out how to do it. And it's not going to be that hard. I think it was a little bit of the naiveness to it. And then once we fell into that trap, it was like, okay, we got to figure this out now. And that's when I really fell in love with entrepreneurship. And then everything from that point on, and like just hearing other entrepreneurs' stories has really helped a lot. Even as far as like Kendra Scott, right? Having her first company, she talks about the hats and that failing, but then now seeing this incredible company she's been able to create, like stories like that are really inspiring and really help drive a lot of passion, even for applying it to Safely.
Do y'all have any other entrepreneurs or mentors that you really look up to, kind of like Kendra's story and the hats? Like, is there anybody else that you kind of go to when you need that reassurance or you need that motivation to keep going?
I think for me, I like to listen to different podcasts. There's not necessarily like one person that I follow, but just kind of researching and seeing like who has the specific problem that I want to solve or the specific thing I want to learn more about. That's kind of my go-to.
For my inspiration, I like to look to Sarah Blakely or Maureen Kelly. I think those are two really awesome female entrepreneurs. And of course, Kendra Scott too, but I really look to those two. And then I also look to my Peloton workout classes, and I really like Robin Arizon, just her positive messages she gives throughout the classes.
Love it. Okay, so now what advice would you give to college students with the experience that you have now? This can be related to entrepreneurship, related just to being a student, just growing up in your early 20s. Any advice that you would give?
I think related to entrepreneurship or just any idea or something that you want to voice or stand behind, just believe in yourself. Stick up for yourself, even if nobody else is supporting you or you don't feel like other people are. But just continue to believe in yourself and make sure that you have your own support, and that'll drive you forward.
Mm-hmm. For sure, definitely persistence. And while you're in college, why not try it out? Like, if you have some idea you're super passionate about and the market says that maybe there's a gap, why don't you go for it and see? It's kind of the best time to fail, honestly. And you have all these resources around you and everyone wants you to succeed. But at the end of the day, if you do end up failing, you still have your college education and you're still able to exit college with your degree. And you can always try to start something new after college as well.
Yeah, I love it. Well, I think we all talk about having like entrepreneurship aspects inside of you and like making that into an entrepreneurial journey. So how has y'all's journey in entrepreneurship end up to your full-time job?
For me, I worked at a smaller company that really promoted having your own business or your own side hustle, purely for the fact that it's something you're passionate about and something that drives you forward, and using your career to bolster whatever skills you want to have for that or whatever your dream is, whether that's working at someone else's company or starting your own company, because it just helps you in the ways that you think and problem solve and your willingness to be resourceful and drive forward and figure out whatever it is you're trying to do. So I've always found support and
I graduated with a degree in finance, and then I work at a financial company now, but I'm a product manager. So very different than being like a financial analyst or something like that. So I work with a bunch of engineers, and I think that has a lot to do with starting safely and realizing I really like to focus on the product and how do you improve the product and make it better for everyone who's using it. So I've seen that a lot, and just to the ideas, and with entrepreneurship, there's so many things you have to overcome and figure out how to do. It's really given me a mindset to translate over into my job. Like, if I don't know how to do something, that's okay, but I can figure it out, and having the trust in myself to know I can figure it out, or I can go to someone and they'll help me figure it out. I think that's definitely been a big change in my personality since I was younger. I think I've become a lot more confident in that area.
Yeah. And so do you think that creating this actual product kind of made you go more on the product development route instead of the financy route?
I think so, for sure. I think that it's cool to do something that's tangible, whether it's web-based or, you know, a physical good. And it's cool to sit back and think like, what do we need next to get it to this point? And how do you break it down into steps to do so?
Yeah. And then so kind of along the same lines, like with having full-time jobs, creating a business, what are some ways that you recharge or re-motivate yourself if it's been like a really long week? Ashley, I know you mentioned like Peloton. That's like a great way to recharge and motivate you. But what are some other ways or other things that y'all do just to kind of like get back into the groove of it?
You can go, Ashley, if you want to start.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely think working out's a big thing for me. I don't own like the Peloton bike or anything. I just use the app. But if I don't work out, I don't feel like myself, and I've learned that about me. So I like to do that. And then I also like to just socialize with friends and really talk about anything else. Anything besides work is nice to talk about and get out of your own little world and see like what else is going on. That's always a nice refresher. And then two, just being very mindful when you don't feel like doing something, like mindfulness of not doing it versus consistency. I think there's a balance there and you have to be aware of it and figure it out, and just being really kind with yourself that if you don't want to do something and you've hit rock bottom, you can just lay there and watch Netflix. It's okay. Obviously, things like that. That's how I recharge. What about you, Megan?
I agree with being active. I definitely have fallen in love with just sweating, and which is very different from how I was growing up. But it definitely just helps kind of focus on one thing, and it's honestly focusing on yourself, and definitely improves like endorphins and has obviously health benefits, but mental health as well. And yes, hanging out catching up with people who also had a busy week is nice. They're kind of relating on the fact that we're all taking a break and it's the weekend and we're not focused on work. I also like reading. I like going out in nature. I like being at Barton Springs or at Zilker. It's definitely a little hot for that already, but in the evening is nice. And yeah, just being mindful of whatever it is that is going to help me be rested and happy, whether that's actually going out and being active and socializing or laying in bed or, yeah, I don't know, staying home and just kind of having a night in and yeah, and whatever it is to take care of yourself so you can be ready for the next week.
And well, speaking of like taking care of yourself, I know like y'all's company is based off of personal safety and keeping everyone safe that uses it. So why is that personal safety so important to y'all and how, like, why you created it? And do you have any tips for staying safe?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely all of the above. I think that personal safety for me is so important just because I've heard so many stories from other people and I've had so many experiences myself that just make you think like, oh my gosh, I need to know how to protect myself. I need to know what to do if I'm alone and only have a few seconds to react. I think it's essential to know. And it also has brought me a lot of peace of mind knowing that if I am in that situation, I've done everything I can to prepare to be able to get away. So I love knowing that and helping other people know how to do that as well. And then Megan, I don't know if you wanted to add anything.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I think especially as women, a lot of females can relate to feeling not as prepared or not as secure or safe in certain situations that should be totally normal, like walking to your car at night or anything where you're just by yourself in public. But ultimately, in order to protect yourself, just being aware and having that mindset of just paying attention and being vigilant, but not in a way to where you have to be scared all the time. The more you know, the more you educate yourself about anything, the more comfortable you are with it. And so the more you know about protecting yourself or personal safety, the more prepared you'll be and the less scared or it'll be or less scary any situation would be, even if it is not an ideal situation or just something that gives you anxiety or whatever the case may be. But being prepared definitely decreases your fear factor.
I would say just like having something on you that you know you have. So like if I have like that pepper spray on me, it kind of feels like a security blanket almost where yes, I'm going to be aware and I'm going to be like watching around my surroundings, watching everything, but it also has that extra effect of that security blanket.
For sure. And it's just as important to like to have it on you, but also know how to use it. And so something cool we've done with Safely is we have these different like how to use pepper spray events. And we've even gotten to partner with self-defense classes to teach people, you know, how to use it. And then also just self-defense tips beyond pepper spray, like say you didn't have it, what you can do to get away and protect yourself. And I think that's really important too. So if anyone has a pepper spray, even if it's not Safely brand, that's obviously okay. Just make sure you practice using it and know what to do, because we've seen a lot of people struggle to use it. Even though it does seem intuitive, it is a little bit more complicated than you think when you go to spray it.
I have a bad experience with pepper spray where it caught the wind whenever I sprayed it, and I sprayed it for fun, which you should never do, but it caught the wind and it came back in my face. And so I now know what it feels like to have pepper spray in my eyes, and it works.
Yeah, you know it works.
Yeah, we both have had exposure to it as well on accident, and it's good to know that it works, but it's not fun in those moments.
Yeah.
In the future, do y'all think that you'll have more of these events that kind of like teach how to use the actual pepper spray? Because like you said, it does seem intuitive, but like you don't really have many chances where you actually have to like try to use it. And so do you think you'll have more events like this, or kind of what will the future of Safely look like when you're scaling?
Yeah, I definitely think more events and more products. And I think too, working with KS Welly on doing a how to use pepper spray event in a few months. So we'll definitely have one there, and I hope y'all both come so we can all use it together and practice. But that's that's the future I see for Safely, just really growing it and being able to reach more and more people and putting more, you know, protection into the hands of those out there.
Yeah. And we previously hosted a How to Use event at UT orientation. So hopefully we can do that again this summer and in the future as well.
Yeah. I would be really excited to come if y'all want to, or if y'all mm-hmm. do as well. So I'll be looking out. Well, now that y'all have gone and told us about like what the journey was like creating a business while you were undergraduates, now we're on to the rapid fire questions. So we're going to transition into these questions, and they're fun and they're quick questions. So just say the first thing that pops into your head. So first off, what's something that no one would expect about you?
I guess that I'm type 1 diabetic.
I can play the piano. I have an extra bone in my hand. Those are usually my fun facts.
Those are good. Yeah. Okay, morning routine. Or what's one thing in your morning routine that you can't live without?
Coffee.
Yeah, caffeine for sure. Other than that, waking up, getting caffeine, usually like to work out first thing and go for a walk. Those are usually my order of things to do.
And what are y'all's go-to coffee orders?
Mine is an oat milk latte for sure. I know that's very simple, but can't get much better than that, or just black coffee.
Mine is the exact same thing, iced oat milk latte.
What's the most important lesson that you've learned in life?
Definitely the power of choice. You're always faced with a decision that you have to make, and you can make what you either consider at the time or in the future a good decision or a bad decision, but regardless, you're always going to be presented with another choice and you're going to be given another opportunity to make a better decision. And yeah.
Yeah. I love that, Megan. I was going to say mindset in a similar manner of just knowing that there's only so much you can control, and then there's going to be other things you can't control, and you have to just let that be and really focus on what you can control and what you can drive forward.
What does founding fearless mean to you?
To me, I think of there are a lot of scary things that can come from whatever you believe in or whatever you want to promote, or in this case, found. And those things probably aren't as scary as you seem, and or as they seem, not as you seem. But yeah, those things are probably not as scary as they seem, and you can definitely get through it, and it'll only improve your skills or improve your product or your company or whatever it is. And there's always a bright side. And once you face it, then the more scary things you face, the less scarier they get. So don't need to be fearful.
My answer is super similar, but I was going to say the same thing, basically like founding fearless, like squashing that imposter syndrome and having all these other women founders come on the podcast and talk about what they did and how they got through different things, and hopefully empowering so many others out there to go ahead and take that leap and found fearlessly their company.
Well, now that we have talked about what it is to be a founder, entrepreneur, and I think it's so important that y'all are able to provide all of this advice to college students now. So how do listeners, especially that are in college, get in touch with you?
Yeah, you can look us up on Instagram or Facebook at Safely Self Defense, or you can go on our website, livesafely.co. You can also always email us at team@livesafely.co or find us on LinkedIn.
Perfect. And TikTok.
Yeah, and TikTok.
For today's episode, Safely has provided a discount code for all listeners. Use code KSWELI, KSWELI, on the Safely website at livesafely.co for 15% off your order. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Make sure to subscribe and follow to the Founding Fearless podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Don't forget to like, rate, and leave us a review.
Founding Fearless.